Hey there, this is Seth Juarez from Channel 9, coming to you from the beautiful city of Antwerp in the beautiful country of Belgium.
Indeed.
I have here a good friend of mine, Microsoft Regional Director,
yes.
And also MVP.
Also?
Laurent Bougnon. Did I say it right?
Yeah, with a face.
With a face. How you doing, bud?
I'm going well, thanks.
Fantastic.
Really happy to be in Europe.
Build just came out, right?
Indeed, yeah, like last 1 week ago, right?
And we have like probably 7 to 10 minutes.
Sure.
What was your reaction? And then maybe show us a little something.
Yeah, so, you know, for me, I'm more of a client guy, mm-hmm. So definitely I was quite interested in seeing the news, especially around Xamarin.
Right.
So I think the two big news around Xamarin are the Xamarin Live Player, which is pretty nice because it kind of partly removes the Mac from the equation. So at least when you do the you know, the development, deploy, debug cycle, you just need an iOS device now, which is cool. The Mac is not necessary anymore in that case. And so what they do is that they basically have an application on the iOS device that is used to load your code and to execute it just in time.
Got it.
And so it's an emulation. It's not absolutely as good as the physical thing that you deploy, right? But it is really great for developers because it means that you can travel without your Mac. You can, if you have a PC like me, right? You can really do your whole development cycle without the Mac. And then you still need the Mac to create the binary to deploy to the App Store. So that didn't change, but
right.
It cut the number of Macs that you need. So that was exciting. Probably for me, the most exciting news was the XAML standards.
Right.
XAML standards means that right now they have multiple versions of XAML within Microsoft, one for Xamarin Forms,
that's
one
right.
for Windows, and one for WPF even, right, which is slightly different. And so they basically want to unify that, and it's a little bit working like the .NET standard specification, where basically Microsoft puts a specification out and then people can implement that.
Of course.
And I think it's great because it's going to unify everything and basically remove a big hurdle from the equation there.
It's kind of like .NET standard, but for XAML, right?
Totally.
Where we unify everything, because I know in XAML,
introduce new concepts, and then after that, Xamarin did their own thing because Xamarin developed Xamarin Forms before they were even
sure.
Microsoft, right? So they did their own thing, and now everything is Microsoft, everything is under one roof, so it makes sense to have something which is common. And I think the goal at the end is really to say, well, at least for simple UI, you will be able to copy paste from universal applications into Xamarin Forms,
right.
And that should just work.
And one of the cool things is when we were there 2 weeks ago, I talked to Miguel, and mm-hmm. the Xamarin Live Player, their only goal was to fix that tight developer loop,
yeah.
which was pretty cool. And have you played with it? Is it something you like?
So it's not something I have played with yet because it was a very well-kept secret. So
right.
even you know, partners and all that were not informed about it. So I didn't have a chance to try it out, but it's definitely something I'm going to try out. The cool thing is that when you use a PC like me, you need a Mac, and it's kind of cumbersome, you know, because the connection, when you build, every time you build in Visual Studio, it goes to the Mac, and every time you simulate, every time you emulate, and so this connection is kind of cumbersome. This is what breaks most of the time. So if you can remove that, then it's a big advantage, really.
Awesome. So I had you bring your laptop to show us something. What do you got today, my friend?
So I'm going to speak about Xamarin.
Oh, yeah, because that's your talk today, right?
That's my talk today, yeah. And specifically, I'm talking about the title of the talk is Building Truly Universal Applications.
Got it.
With Xamarin Windows and MVVM Lite, which is a toolkit that...
Which
that
I've used recently, by the way. Thank you.
I saw your tweets. Yeah, that's cool. And so what I'm going to show is, well, a few things, but I have this small application which is going to hit the service.
Okay.
And so this one is a universal Windows application version. I can navigate, and then I can basically see some commands, and I can also go and add a command if I want.
And this is a UWP application.
This one is a UWP app, but I have the exact same application running on Android here. On the emulator here, and if I refresh, this is hitting the same service, same data, and eventually, if the demo gods.
Yeah, yeah.
We sacrificed
a goat last night, but it's
yeah.
just. Maybe we should have tried like a bigger animal.
Probably. Anyway, at some point it's loading, and so it is exactly the same code. Here we go. The code is loading, and same thing. You can also navigate to the details of the flower here.
Got it.
And so in terms of code, it's really it's a Xamarin application which is fully shared. And so what we have here is
We have a portable class library, which is where the whole logic is.
Sure.
The cool thing here is that you have the model, which is standard in Xamarin application, but you also have the view model layer here. And the view model layer is basically taking a lot of code from the controller.
Right.
And like in activity in Android or controller in iOS or the Xaml.cs in Windows, and then putting that into a shared library, which you can unit test. And so I also have some unit tests around this project. And then after that, you can really create your application. So here I have, this is another app here, but same structure. I have my Windows application, Universal Windows, my iOS application, and my Android application.
Right.
And for the Flowers code, it's also very similar code. And the cool thing is that by using these techniques, you also get some side advantages. Like this is a WPF version, and you see if I open it in the designer, I get a very nice design experience where I have actually the list is filled with design time data, with dummy data.
Right. Is that because in the view model it's distinguishing between design time and runtime?
Exactly.
Okay.
So you can force the designer, and that's only Windows. In Android and in iOS you can do that, but in Windows you can do that, and then you can in fact create your design experience like that. Or if you go to Blend, which is another designer here, this is a Windows, the Universal Windows experience, and same thing as before, we have the design time view, and I can totally go here, right click, and start editing my template. So you have the least experience. For Android and iOS, it's a little bit less comfortable. It means you can also execute with design time data. You just run it in the emulator,
right,
and then you see your design time data, which means you don't need to hit the service.
And so let's see if I understand. This design time data, since it's happening in the view model, gets surfaced on all of the other platforms as well?
Correct. So basically what I do is that I have a dependency injection, and I switch, when the application starts, I decide, am I going to use a design service or am I going to use the actual service? The actual service is going to hit the web service,
right,
using HTTP client, but the design service is just creating the data on the fly. And then you can do whatever you want. You can do very long names, very short names. You can remove all the flowers so that you see what happens if the list is empty, these kind of things.
And that's nice, because generally when you're doing these things, when it's not hydrated, so to speak, you can't see what's actually happening.
Correct.
And this lets you do that. But in a cross-platform way.
Correct.
And so how do you actually do the check to see if you're at design time?
So there are multiple ways. So one way for Blend, there is actually in the MVVM Lite a property which is going to return true if you are in Blend. And so that's an API. And unfortunately, this API is not similar in WPFs and in UWP, of course. This all being Microsoft, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we're working on it.
I know, for 10 years, right?
Yeah.
And but, in MVVM Lite, I abstract that, and so you have just one property. So the view model has an is design mode, and basically it's going to return true if that's in Blend. So for UWP and WPF, it works this way. For Android and iOS, since the designer is not as clever as Blend, you can do that, but you can just set the property in the view model and then decide.
And that's from the MVVM Lite, it's doing the unification.
Correct.
Of that.
Yeah.
And you must have like a bunch of if defs or something, or how do you do that?
There is basically in the view model locator, if I go back to my code, let's go to the flowers code. And so basically this would be in the shared code, right? Because this is something that you decide shared. And here in the view model locator, this is where I do the setup for my injection. So I have if use design data. And if yes, then I'm going to use here the design flower service, which is the one creating those dummy data. Or else I will go and use the actual. Now this use design data is actually a property. And here I'm going to use the MVVM Lite property, which tells me if I'm in Blend or not.
Uh-huh.
And here I have a constant that I can also use to force it. And this constant, I use it for Android and for iOS, because in Android and in iOS, I'm never in design mode, because the designer cannot do those things. So you can just go and set the constant up here to true, and then you're good to go, right?
I see. All right. So we have about 5 more minutes,
sure,
which is really nice. Tell me a little bit about MVVM Lite, because it looks like under the hood, the way you made everything so magical is you use this thing called MVVM Lite. I started looking at it because I have a talk today at 5:30 where I'm doing a UWP app on Raspberry Pi.
Oh, sure.
And MVVM Lite worked just fine and everything looked great.
Yeah.
So tell me about MVVM Lite. How can people find out about it?
Yeah, sure. So the easiest way to find out about it is to go to mvvmlite.net.
Sure.
That's like the landing page for everything. There is documentation there. There is samples. The sample code is all on GitHub. The code for MVVM Lite itself is still in CodePlex.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be
not for long, right?
Not for long,
exactly. Looks like we kicked everybody out.
Yeah, everybody got the letter saying, hey guys, you need to move. So I'm going to move that to GitHub. Mm-hmm. It's a toolkit which is very light and simple. So basically, the advantage of that is that it works on pretty much every platform where you have C# and .NET. And that includes Android and iOS with Xamarin. It has quite a huge number of downloads. I'm quite happy with the numbers, and especially since I support Xamarin, it's picking up quite a lot. So you can basically just install it. There are sample applications, like the Flowers application I just showed now is available on GitHub, and you can see how to structure your app. Yeah.
And what's cool is there was this new thing that came out at Build called the Windows Template Studio.
Correct.
That allows you to, because when you're setting up these things, it's a lot of groundwork.
Yeah.
And with the Windows Template Studio, you can just go ahead and click and say, I want these things and these things. And MVVM Lite is one of the options.
Yeah. So the Template Studio was made by Clint Rutgers and Michael Crump, who are two good friends and for a long time. And so they reached out to me and asked me if I was okay putting MVVM Lite there. And I said, of course. If you give me a bottle of champagne or whatever, which they didn't, but it's fine.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I'm so super happy.
We gotta get that hooked up for you, brother.
No, that's fine. Okay. That's fine. I don't need that. No, I'm super happy to be part of that indeed. And yeah, the Template Studio is really awesome. Like you say, okay, I want a settings page, I want an about page, I want to have the navigation, I want to have dialogues, I want to have MVVM Lite powering that. And then it just creates your app. It's a UWP app, and then after that you can start implementing. So this is really well done. I really like that.
And I will say that I actually used it, and it's a very active community. It's not like a Microsoft thing. It's headed by someone that works at Microsoft, but there's a lot of contributions.
It's open source, totally. And I already heard, because it's open source, that other frameworks like MVVM Cross or Prism are going to be added to the mix, which is great. They just started with MVVM Lite because it's a little bit easier. It's a little bit probably easier to get started with, but more things are going to get added in the next few weeks. Yeah.
And I will tell you that I thought it was great, and so thanks so much for that.
Absolutely.
We're out of time, so we're gonna cut to a talk by Casey Uhlenhut.
Pleasure.
Thanks for spending some time with us.
All right.
We'll go right to that talk right now.
Thank you.